The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in Seattle hears a case today in which artist Jack Mackey claims his copyright was infringed. Mackey created one of Seattle's most familiar public artworks. It's so familiar that Mackey claims his copyright has been infringed more than a dozen times. Marcy Silman of member station KUOW reports that the case raises the question of whether public art is in the public domain.
If you're not looking at your feet, you could walk right over one of Seattle's oldest and best-loved public artworks. Inlaid in the concrete sidewalk for several blocks along a crowded retail strip, you'll find pairs of bronze footsteps. They look like the diagrams from an Arthur Murray dance class. Put your feet on top of them, follow the numbers, try not to bump into other pedestrians, and suddenly you're Ginger Rogers doing the foxtrot, waltz, or tango.
See, the hard part is you have to do it backwards in high heels. Fred Astaire got off easy. Okay, one, two, three.
For more than 20 years, the dance steps on Broadway have been an icon in this neighborhood east of downtown Seattle. Almost since he created them, artist Jack Mackey has allowed local businesses and nonprofit groups to use pictures of the dance steps to promote themselves. All they have to do is ask. But Mackey says he did not know the Seattle Symphony had used his dance steps in a marketing brochure until he opened a letter 4 years ago.
A friend of mine mailed to me a brochure which had been left in a graphics office where she was working with a note, "Do you know about this?" And it was my dance step image.
It was included in an article by a freelance graphic artist describing how she'd photographed Mackey's dance steps, scanned that photo into her computer, then used software to edit the image and embellish it with some pink swooshes and the Statue of Liberty. Her final product was part of a glitzy brochure advertising the Seattle Symphony's move to a new concert hall. Jack Mackey says he contacted the graphic artist to complain that she'd violated his copyright. She, in turn, contacted her attorney.
We got another letter saying, "You can't copyright dance steps. You can't do this. It's public art, and you can't copyright public art."
Federal law does cover public art. Mackey says he tried to get her and the symphony to admit to and apologize for copyright infringement. When that failed, he hired his own attorney and sued. Mackey's dispute is not uncommon.
I think the public perception is that if there's public money goes into it, that it is in the public domain. It's not an easy one.
University of Washington architecture professor Steve Bedanes headed a team of artists that 10 years ago created a 20-foot-tall cement sculpture called the Fremont Troll. The troll's massive chest and head loom under a Seattle highway bridge. Behind a tangle of hair and a huge nose, one reflecting eye surveys the full-size Volkswagen Beetle the troll is crushing in its hand. Every day, at least half a dozen buses stop to let camera-toting tourists gawk.
I think it's cool. I like the car and the eye.
Although a neighborhood arts council paid for construction of the troll, and the city of Seattle owns the cement sculpture, Steve Bedanes and his two design partners retain the copyright to the image. Bedanes says nobody questioned that arrangement until a neighborhood business used a photo of the troll in one of its ads.
You know, if it's a nonprofit, we're more than glad to use it. The Fremont Public Association uses it. This little girl's dance troupe uses it on their calendar. But we don't want him to become a mascot for a bunch of businesses here in town. And I think, you know, you have to draw the line someplace. And I went and I said, "You guys realize that it's a public art, but we own the copyright, and you guys can understand." And they just said, "Give it up, put it into the public domain." And I just had to leave.
Bedanes hired a lawyer and sued the business owners for copyright infringement. Not only did he anger the Chamber of Commerce, but the Neighborhood Arts Council, which had originally commissioned the sculpture, also urged him to give up the copyright to the troll. Bedanes refused. For the most part, he and artist Jack Mackey are less concerned about money than they are about how their images are reproduced and for what purposes.
You can't take a visual artist's work and just simply reconstruct it to serve an illustration purpose.
Kath Bruner, executive director for public art at the King County, Washington Arts Commission, points to the 1990 Federal Visual Artists' Rights Act, or VARA. It protects what's known as an artist's moral rights. That term comes from an 18th century French idea that's been defined by a court in this country as the belief that during the creation process, an artist injects his or her spirit into a work, and this original spirit should be protected and preserved. In part, VARA says artists have a right to prevent their work from being displayed in altered or mutilated forms. According to King County's Kath Bruner, accurate reproductions of their work are artists' only calling cards.
Anyone that is having a competition for public art, anyone that's reviewing artist portfolios, it's the imagery of that work that you see often. You don't always have the benefit of experiencing the place itself. And so I think that public artists who are successful, very protective of how those projects are portrayed.
Seattle artist Jack Mackey's Dance Steps on Broadway is a case in point. Even though he won a small settlement, Mackey says at its core, the case is about an artist's right to control what happens to his creations.
Would I have allowed the graphic designer to add the pink swirls and the Statue of Liberty, which is totally irrelevant? No, I wouldn't have been willing to have them do that.
Mackey's dispute is just one of many that are likely to arise in a world in which the very nature of the internet and the ability to share information raise the question, can an idea be owned? Ethan Ketch is a professor of legal studies at the University of Massachusetts and a specialist in copyright and intellectual property law.
What we are going to see are lots and lots of disputes in different kinds of contexts, and the question of public art, question of pieces in museums, questions of art appearing on websites, all of that needs to be figured out over time. We can't take any single case and say that defines it for the next 10 years. That's just not going to happen.
Artist Steve Bedane says he settled his case out of court in part because of all the criticism he received. He says the public feels it owns public art.
You can take your picture in front of the troll, use it on a Christmas card. You just can't put it on a calendar and sell it in a gift shop. I think it's reasonable.
Steve Bedane says he and his co-creator still own the copyright to the image of the Fremont troll. In the case of the Dance Steps on Broadway, artist Jack Mackey won his copyright infringement case in a lower court, and the Seattle Symphony has said it made a mistake. Mackey's now hoping the appeals court awards him what he calls fair compensation for the infringement of his copyright. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.